Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of John, 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. That's the gospel according to John, 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. Amen. And the scripture states, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." I want to speak today on the topic, in his name. Amen. We have used the name of Jesus in our Christian lives. When we pray, we usually start our prayer by asking in the name of Jesus. For example, when I pray, I usually say that I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I also end my prayer with saying that I ask these things in the name of Jesus. This is how I was taught to pray for as long as I can remember. If this is how you pray, it is good. The scripture states that if we ask in his name, the name of Jesus, then he will answer our prayer. It also states by asking in his name that we both glorify Jesus and God. It is all good that we pray and ask in his name. It is a habit that we all should continue. We have also done things in the name of Jesus. Here are some examples. When we do things for our church, we like to think that we are doing it in the name of Jesus, whether we are singing, being a deacon, a trustee, an usher, or even preaching. We do these things in the name of Jesus. When we pray for others, we hope that we are doing so in the name of Jesus. We are blessed when we pray for others, and the fact that we do these things blesses those we pray for. We hope that we are doing it in the name of Jesus. Another example, when we give to others, we hope that we are doing so in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about just our tithes and our offerings, but also giving to someone in need. We hope that we are doing so in the name of Jesus. I have given you a few examples on things that we do in the name of Jesus. This brings up a question that only you can answer. Are we really doing these things in the name of Jesus? Or are we doing things to be seen and to glorify ourselves? Matthew 6, 1 through 4 states, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full." But verse 3 says, "But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be given in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly." Amen. You see, saints, it is human nature to want praise for the things that we do. It's who we are. We look for validation and acceptance from others. But we all need to be a little careful without what we do based on what our motives are. Amen. Jesus further states in Matthew 7:21-23, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and in your name perform miracles. Then I, Jesus said, will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Jesus mentioned that some will do things in the name of Jesus, but he did not know them because they did not have a relationship with him. Interesting. So Jesus is saying that we need to know him in order to truly do things in his name. Amen. Well, that takes the scripture today into a whole different direction. Let's look at John 14:13 once again. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In order to ask or do anything in his name, we should know him. The benefit from that is that we will not have any ulterior motives. We don't care if we get praised for it. We don't care if we get acknowledgement or if we get validation. It won't matter to us. If we know him, then our asking and doing things in his name will be his will and not ours. We are all guilty of trying to please God by doing or saying the right things in the name of Jesus. Let me give you a real life example. I use myself because I don't want to pick on anybody else, okay? When I was called to the ministry, I did things in the name of Jesus that I thought was the right thing to do. I found out many years later that God is merciful and he was showed mercy on me for doing things that way. But I was guilty of doing them to please God and man. When I prayed for people, I prayed for exactly what they asked me to pray for. I know we all do it. As my relationship with God grew and I began to listen for his direction, and then what happened was my prayer for others began to change. Instead of asking for whatever they wanted, I started to pray that the will of God would happen in their lives. I prayed for forgiveness, for we all have sinned, and I prayed for God's help with whatever they were going through. I asked for God's mercy in their lives and that they will come to know him. And I always asked for God to bless them and their family. That's a whole different prayer than just asking for whatever they want. I spoke the words in the name of Jesus twice in the prayer, but I was praying in the name of Jesus by having a relationship with him and seeking his direction prior to praying. The phrase in the name of Jesus is not merely words, but an action phrase. The action is to seek direction for God before we seek to do anything in the name of Jesus and wait for the directions. I would also prepare the word prior to preaching based on what I thought needed to be said or what I felt I was led to speak about, all in the name of Jesus. The reason that I do not preach a word each week, and I'm sure you've noticed if you've gone on our website, is due to me waiting to make sure that what is said is from God and is what he wants to say. It is a discipline, saints, that took years to develop. Trust me, it took years. Let me give you the amplified version of John 14, verses 13-14. It reads, and I will do whatever you ask in my name as my representative, this I will do, so that the Father may be glorified and celebrated in the Son. If you ask anything in my name as my representative, I will do it. So we must be his representative. Well, that brings up an obvious question. How do we represent Jesus? The phrase in the name of Jesus is not merely words, as I've mentioned before. Not only will Jesus give us what we ask for if we ask in his name while representing him. But in doing so, God will be glorified. Our actions in his name, not just the words in his name, will show that we are followers of Christ, which makes us true Christians. You see, that honors God by being like a true Christian, and it glorifies him as well, because being a true Christian has been and always will be the will of God. You with me, saints? Now, let's be realistic, saints. This is a process, okay? I can witness to that. It is a process, in that it will not happen overnight. I'm a witness to that as well. It will not happen overnight. But I do promise you, saints, that if you seek him and grow your relationship with him, things will change. Your prayers will change. Your direction will change. Your life will change. All these changes will happen all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus I come, Lord. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, for your direction, your correction, your love, and your grace and mercy upon us. We repent, Father, for all the times that we did things or prayed things in his name without really knowing him. Father, forgive us. Help us to know him, Father. Help us to develop a relationship with him so that in his name will be as his representative, Lord. We want to represent Jesus, Lord, in all things that we do, whether we pray or whatever. Father, we need you. We ask for your will to be done in our lives. Please bless the family and friends of those listening to this word. I pray, Lord, that it'll bless them and want them to develop that relationship with you, all in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.